Hi, we're a group of students from Erasmus program between Spain and Czech Republic, and today we're going to reflect on a very important dilemma. Should schools remain neutral or should they take a stand when human rights are violated in the world?
Hi, I'm Rose. I'm from the Czech Republic, and I believe that it really depends on where the school is. Because, for example, if the school is in the area where the problem is happening, like in Ukraine or Palestine, I think it's really important for the teachers to talk about it and let the students know what is happening in their country. But for example, in Switzerland, where they don't have any conflicts and are pretty neutral, they should talk about it, but I don't think they should talk about their opinions. Like, they should be objective. Do you guys agree?
Yes, hello, my name is Eva, and I think it's really important to think about safety because I also think it's important to talk about things like this in Ukraine and where the problems are, but also the regime isn't like in the favor of it, so it's gonna be dangerous.
Hi, my name is Bea and I'm from the Czech Republic, and I definitely agree that schools should take a place or like a part or have their own opinion, but not only in the places where the conflict is taking place, because I think that in places like, for example, Switzerland, you can be both like objective, but it's not completely wrong to have an opinion, but the place should be like unbiased.
Yes. So, do you remember an article by Professor Hannah Elmaroon that we read earlier? She said that silence is consent. What did you think of that idea?
So, hi, I'm Martina. I'm from Spain. And I think that if you stay in silence during a dictator or something like that, the thing that you stay like in silence makes you like not against that and makes you part of the problem.
Yeah, you're like silently agreeing with the regime or the problem that is going in the moment.
Yeah, I agree. Even though I agree, even like with the people who don't really speak up, because sometimes it could be like really hard, and I understand their fear. And if they have family and people that they like and don't want to lose, then I understand why they do not want to speak up against the regime.
Yes, I think
Yes,
yes.
I understand. And also, the people that doesn't speak up, they usually think that, yeah, I will not speak and the others will, but the whole population can think of this and nobody will talk about it.
Yes, and also people, I think they are afraid of talking.
Yes, I agree.
So, thinking about the history of our countries in the Czech Republic during the Prague Spring, should teachers have spoken up or remained silent?
Okay, so I think that during this Prague Spring, when the regime was like slowly being more free and they allowed more things, I think that would have been like a good time to speak up, because as we know, like 3 months after that, the regime was taken over by the Russia
Communism.
No.
Thanks. Oh.
Or tanks. No, fascist. The Warsaw
Agreement.
agreement by their tanks. And I think that before that, the teachers may have could have spoken up, because during that time, I don't think anything bad could have happened to them, or anything really bad. Like, maybe they could have gotten arrested, but I don't think they would have been prosecuted.
Yes. And in Spain, during the dictatorship or the transition, what role do you think schools played?
So during the dictatorship, I think at the schools, usually they teach to the students, and they tried, like teachers, that the people don't rebel against the regime.
Yes, they like kind of try to indoctrinate the students and the young people because they were like getting rebel against the dictatorship, and because of that, they want like to make them support the regime,
like the ideas of the regime.
So today, with conflicts like Gaza or Ukraine, or with issues like climate change or inequality, should schools organize debates, take a position, or limit themselves to providing objective information?
I think that schools should definitely do debates on those kind of themes, to provide a critical thinking for the students so they can think from both sides, both, like, let's say, the positive and the negative, and think, for example, from the aggressor's point of view, so they can, like, really get look into their minds and think how they think, so they could stop the conflict or, like, make up their minds about the conflict happening. And I think that schools should definitely take part of these debates more.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. And what dangers do you see? What dangers do you see in schools taking a stand? And what dangers do you see in them remaining neutral?
Yeah, I think we already talked about that when schools in a country where there is like an oppressive regime talk about the regime in like a negative stand, there are dangers like getting arrested or prosecuted and stuff like that. So I think those are definitely the dangers, but also the dangers in remaining neutral are that if all of them remain neutral, nothing will ever change, and they forever will be trapped inside the regime.
Yeah, I think that the school should be like a moral compass for the young students, so the students can think what they think by themselves about the regime. And when we're living like in a democratic state, everybody should be free to make their own opinion, so the school should like support them in that. So
yeah, and I think the target shouldn't be only schools but also like older people, because they can support younger and like develop their idea. And
So to finish, if you had to choose a phrase that summarized your position, what would it be?
I think that we should definitely end with the fact that if no one speaks up, there won't be any change. But it's also important to remember that safety comes first.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, me too.
And also maybe with, if we don't study about history, we tend to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that.
Yeah.
Yes, like learn about our mistakes. Mm-hmm.
That's and don't ignore history.
Yeah, so for close, I'm Malena, I'm from Spain. I didn't say it earlier. So we hope that democracy keeps going all along Europe and over all the world, and we hope you like it.
Yes.
So bye. Goodbye.
Bye.